Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Sometimes in the movies, it's a chase scene. You've seen somebody once in a while get in a cab.
Where can I take you tonight?
Drive! Drive!
Sometimes okay. I think I do these stories just for the drop.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
The Menendez brothers continue to dominate the headlines in California.
I gotta tell you, I went to see my mom the other day, and she's like, "So, the Menendez brothers." And I'm like, "I'm not into it." Like, she was all in on this.
Oh, it's big. New hope for the California prisoners, Lyle and Eric. The brothers are each serving life in prison without parole for the murder of their parents. This happened back in 1989, but the case has been back in public scrutiny thanks to a series on Netflix. Big shows on Netflix talking about it. Plus, social media obviously has jumped on this. Some influencers are all over this. There are allegations of molestation. There's new evidence that would indicate maybe there was a reason for the murder. So the LA DA, making news now, he will recommend to a judge today that the brothers should be resentenced.
I believe that they have paid their debt to society.
That's DA George Gascon. He's recommending their life sentence without parole be replaced to make them eligible for parole immediately.
In making his recommendation, Gascon addressed allegations the brothers were sexually abused by their father.
I do believe that the brothers were subjected to a tremendous amount of dysfunction in the home and molestation.
Allegations their supporters say are backed up by new evidence, including a letter written by Eric at that time, and claims from another man who says he was also abused by Jose Menendez.
So today the DA will recommend the judge consider resentencing. A hearing on the matter could be held within the next 30 to 40 days. So it is possible that they could go free.
Not entirely clear on why some of this evidence was not introduced at the time of trial. Did we just look at things differently?
Well, there definitely
did they have poor representation.
There definitely is a play there on how things are considered now. Some have said that if this case were to go to trial now, there'd be entirely different. Doesn't necessarily mean they'd be
would perhaps even be charged at different.
Right. Yes. Would be they would face different charges. Absolutely. That's the best way to say it.
And if this, you know, the template for this was the whole Avery thing with Making a Murderer and the Netflix doc that caused a lot of people to then come out and support, if not Avery, definitely his nephew, Brendan Dassey, that ultimately did not get the results that this is seeing. And I'm not saying it should have or shouldn't have, but that was like the first one of these that I remember from Netflix where all of a sudden in the popular culture, this story is out there, it becomes national.
Right.
And there's this push to do something, to change the outcome.
And there is definitely a fascination. There's that NPR series from way back when, too. I mean, there's this fascination with looking back at some of these old cases and wondering, you know, was everything done correctly?
Sports is coming up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Milwaukee Bucks open up Fiserv Forum tonight. There's a buzz in the air, the home opener against the Chicago Bulls. So what kind of season can we expect for the Deer?
You've made a grave mistake underestimating the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hang on to that one.
Love that line. That's Bucks president.
Play that well into June.
Peter Fagan on WTMJ's Wisconsin's Midday News on Thursday. He told Greg and Jessica he doesn't think that they're getting much of the respect. He says, hey, don't forget these players, they got pride too. So when you're not selected to play on Christmas Day and all that, they notice that.
We've got a sense of pride. Like, we are built to be a championship quality team. And now it's kind of proof, you know, and these are global superstars, generational stars that basically are going to prove to everybody.
Bucks and Bulls tip off at 7 o'clock at Fiserv. Our coverage at 6 with Bucks Shoot Around right here on WTMJ.
WIAA high school football playoffs begin tonight. It's a weeks-long battle to get to Camp Randall Stadium. We'll see how those games turn out. Packers and Jaguars Sunday. Much made of the visit to Green Bay this week when the guy that Aaron Rodgers fired last week from the Jets. Just waiting for that reaction. He didn't actually fire him. Former Jets coach Robert Saleh good pals with Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, brought in to help the offense. Packers quarterback Jordan Love said, yeah.
Having a defensive, you know, mind, you know, talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, kind of some of our scheme stuff, things that defenses might be looking for, it helps.
Heard Gabe mention it, if you're listening, when we had Gabe Neitzel in from ESPN Milwaukee, said, potential trap game here. You're on the road against a crummy Jaguars team. Got the division-leading Lions coming up in primetime next week, right? Jaguars are 2-5. They're not good. Get in, get the win, get out. Let's not look too far ahead. Noon kick on the road in Jacksonville Sunday.
And by the way, the Vikings lost to the Rams on Thursday Night Football. That's huge. So a great opportunity for Green Bay.
Chance to make a move in the NFC North. Football, the number three team in the land, coming to Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday. Badgers host the undefeated Nittany Lions of Penn State. Penn State 6-0. It's homecoming. It's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, it is.
And you've got this huge matchup.
Fantastic.
Absolutely up for grabs in Madison.
Does Luke Fickell wear like a clown wig on the sidelines?
No, he does not.
A Mudane costume?
No, but there will be costumes in the stadium. 6:30 kick Saturday night.
Speaking of the Badgers, Wisconsin women's volleyball, history made in Bloomington.
And the Badgers have won their eighth straight match. And with that victory, Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield has reached career win number 306 at the University of Wisconsin. He is the all-time winningest coach for the Badgers.
Yes, sir. That's how it sounded on WDTMJ Radio Thursday night. Wisconsin sweeps Indiana, and Coach Kelly with his 306th victory. Congratulations to the coach.
Told you earlier, Port Milwaukee is coming off a record Great Lakes cruising season, and they want to build a new dock for these big ships that are coming into Milwaukee. They want to do this near the current Lake Express Ferry Terminal. That would be on the Bayview side of the Hone Bridge. So you get just over the bridge, and there's Port Milwaukee, and then you've got the terminal there for Lake Express. The mayor has included in his budget for next year $5 million from the city's general fund to support that effort. Now, we discussed at the time, remember both of us were like, $5 million.
Now, what are you going to do with that? How does that
seems
work?
Seems like a low number, right?
Right.
Well, we were right. $5 million is the city of Milwaukee contribution toward a $17 million project. The rest would be coming from state and federal funds, as well as Port Milwaukee funds that they largely have in the bank. Still, might look like a sound investment. It's a growing industry, right? Port Milwaukee reporting 27 cruise visits this year, more than 13,000 visitors to the city because of it. Full steam ahead.
Has anybody actually done a cost-benefit analysis of whether this cruise ship dock is worth a $17 million investment?
Uh-oh.
Is that Bauman?
Enter one of our favorite characters at Milwaukee City Hall, downtown Alderman Bob Bauman. Should we play the opening?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bureaucracy. Legislation. Red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
Because when you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
So, Bob Bauman chairs the city's Public Works Committee, which is, like all committees now, holding hearings on the budget. And he is, if you couldn't tell, not sold on this plan.
At $17 million, I have to say I have problems with this project.
Understood. All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity to come and talk about this.
Okay, so gauntlet laid down here.
Just so you know, as right. We get started.
That was the director of Port Milwaukee, Jackie Q. Carter, before the committee this week. And she holds her own in support of the project. That's how some of these go. It's a fascinating back and forth between she and Alderman Bauman. And Bauman's badgering her a little bit, but that's kind of the game, and she's up for it. So Port Director Carter saying that just the last couple of years, the cruise business has had an economic impact to the city north of $7 million. Her point, there'll be a sound return on this continued investment. Bauman?
I know these kind of economic impact studies, and they're, in my humble opinion, they're not worth the paper they're written on. Because they always puff up the numbers.
Puff up the numbers. I do do like that. He's not buying any of it. Actually said out loud what a lot of people wonder. Where do we get these numbers? So they have a $10 billion economic impact.
Come up with something.
Right. Yeah. So,
well, there's some science behind them, right?
There is. I promised you a back and forth, though. So Carter says they've got these bigger Viking cruise ships among them, but Vikings are some of the bigger ones. They're coming into town right now, and they're too big for Pier Wisconsin, which already exists and serves cruise ships. And so these bigger ships, they have to dock at the commercial port. So same spot they're loading and unloading container ships, salt and
ugly,
whatever else comes to town. Not ideal.
There are other ports that are working on cruise ship terminals as well. So right now we don't have a lot of competition. That's going to change. And so while we can get away with not having the aesthetic in this moment, that will not always be the case.
So her point is, we've got the cruise business for now. This is working okay, but if we want to keep it up, we need to up our game to match these other Great Lakes cities that are like, hey, we'll get in on that and we'll build a new thing that's real nice. May become more attractive as they invest in new facilities.
They have been using this.
This is in the commercial space.
And they keep coming back. So apparently it's adequate from the eyes of the cruise ship operator.
For now. And here's why.
They told us they're not coming back?
That's not what I'm saying.
So I love the back and forth here. What she's saying is they might not come back if we don't think long term, without regard for who's right, just kind of an interesting window into how these things are debated. You know, we spoof on Bauman a lot here on the show, but even if the project moves forward, his questions are relevant.
Right, yes.
And they have to be answered. And so it's good that he's poking at this and trying to get to it. He's not to a yes yet. I mean, this will ultimately be decided at the Common Council, full Common Council level. Although, curious, it would have been nice if Bauman asked these same questions about the streetcar, for which he championed and now rolls around there on as a drain to the city. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but maybe he just likes trains and not boats.
Did these cruise ships enter into long-term contracts with us? So guaranteeing that they'll be coming back for 10 years, 15
this is,
years?
This is what I'm trying to get to.
The text message that Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley sent to his star safety this week. That's coming up in sports at 7:45. So you know the getaway car, right?
Yes.
Crook's going to knock off a bank or steal from a business. Sometimes there is an accomplice.
Yeah. Waiting in a car somewhere.
Yes, for the quick getaway. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the movies, it's a chase scene. You've seen somebody once in a while get in a cab.
Where can I take you tonight?
Drive! Drive!
Sometimes I do these stories just for the drop.
Just for the Total Recall reference.
Would you please repeat the destination?
Oh, anywhere. Just go. Go!
Story out of Menominee Falls this morning. Police putting out a picture of a woman who ripped off the Target on Shady Lane. 1:30 in the afternoon, walked out with a bunch of stuff on Tuesday. They think she got away in a rideshare.
What do you mean? Like an Uber?
Yeah. Menominee Falls Police Department investigating a retail theft which occurred at Target, located in the address there, 10/22/24, 1:23 p.m. Suspect had an unidentified female and appeared to be in her early 20s. The suspect likely arrived and left the store via an Uber or Lyft transport service.
Wow.
You think the driver had any idea?
Must not have, right? If she took the Uber there, okay, I'll be back.
Yep. Hey, are you Jane? Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm your driver. Okay. Great. Where are you going? I know somewhere quick. So get me out of here quick. Hadn't heard that one before.
You come running out with the stuff? I mean, I guess it wouldn't look guilty, I suppose, if you just
These days where you just kind of let people walk out of the store with armfuls of stuff, you know, unless you have law enforcement.
Uber
there.
Driver's not going to be like, I need to see your receipt quick.
Did you buy all that, ma'am? Ma'am? You seem to be moving quickly. No. So Uber or Lyft driver, not necessarily implicated in this, just been picking up their fare.
No kidding.
That's bold.
Would you please repeat the destination?
Oh, anywhere. Just go. Go!
An update to a policy. What would you call this? A story, obviously. County government.
The never-ending story.
The never-ending story, this one. We do have an update. No, no, it's not a flag story. No.
Please.
No, Greg, come
please
on.
No.
No, this is on the domes. The Milwaukee County Board's Finance Committee unanimously approved a $133 million proposal to reimagine the Mitchell Park domes.
Okay. I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, we've seen
over and over and over again.
So in this movie,
we have a plan. We have a plan. We have a plan. It's going to a vote. It's going to a vote. It's not going to a vote. It's going back to, well, we can't vote on this.
So in this reboot, the county would commit $30 million over 6 years to restore the domes. And there'd be some different parts of that. They'd renovate a gift shop. They'd add some other revenue generating spaces as well. And the county would still own the domes, but the Friends of the Domes, that agency, that organization, if you will, would operate it. Executive Director of Friends of the Dome, Krista Beal.
This is an example of when government is really working well. And we have a solution. We have this amazing plan. And I'm just so grateful to each of you for your support.
So the full board will vote on this in a couple of weeks. We'll check in on this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll check in with the county supervisor who is directly involved. It's his district. Get his take on what will work this time versus what hasn't worked in the past.
That's my question. Is this done? Like, if it passes, is this done and we're moving forward with a plan after better than a decade, right?
If not two. It's been a long time.
We're talking about the future of the domes. 743 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The 1-0 Milwaukee Bucks open up Fiserv Forum tonight, the home opener against the Chicago Bulls. So what can we expect this season? Well, Bucks president Peter Fagan was on WTMJ's Wisconsin's Midday News on Thursday. He says the players, man, they a little PO'd on how they feel they've been treated, especially not playing on Christmas this year.
These are global superstars, generational stars that basically are going to prove to everybody that you've made a grave mistake underestimating the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes, sir. Oh,
I love that line.
Bucks and Bulls tip off at 7 o'clock at Fiserv. Our coverage starts at 6 with Bucks shoot around right here on WTMJ.
High school football playoffs begin tonight.
That's right. To
lose track of that. Tosa East, Tosa West. All the teams in the playoffs. How did it match up that way?
That's fantastic. Has that ever happened before?
I don't think so. We've never been good at the same time. And we, that sweet alma mater,
Are you
Tosa
going to the
East,
game?
I'm
going to
go. It's been a minute since I've been back.
Does anyone run and like splash paint on that Tosa West rock now when no one's around watching the game?
I drove by there the other day. The rock was gone.
Oh, it's not even there anymore.
I don't think so, which also bothered me.
You were looking for the rock. That's curious.
Well, it simply existed there to be defaced by the Tosa East folks.
Interesting.
All right. So that is going in so many communities across the state today. We talked about the disappointing play, Eric, in the last two games of Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
Ugh.
What a disappointment.
Yeah. No turnovers.
We say that in jest, of course, since McKinney went five straight games with interceptions to start the season, and then now two straight without a pick. Eric, big predictions. Bill Stead said he'd have 10 this year.
Still could.
Looked like you were going to be done well before the end of the season. It's as if Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was speaking directly to you.
I sent him a text the other night and said, don't get bored.
He sent that text to Eric. Hey, don't get bored. No, he actually sent it to his safety, McKinney. Hafley saying offenses are flat out avoiding him.
Right.
And while he's not getting turnovers, just him being out there is affecting games.
And I told him that's like a sign of ultimate respect. When you've been around guys like Revis and some really good players and the ball stops going to them, I mean, just don't get bored because it's going to go up again and you got to be ready for it. And he will be.
And he will be. Packers and Jaguars, noon kick on Sunday.
Great opportunity for Green Bay on Sunday because the Vikings played the Rams on Thursday Night Football and Minnesota loses 30-20. So they are now 5-2.
It would be a signature win for Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Badgers under the lights. Homecoming and Halloween weekend collide at Camp Randall Stadium. And oh, by the way, a pretty big game. The number three team in the land.
Yes.
The 6-0 Nittany Lions of Penn State for a 6:30 kick Saturday night in Madison.
You don't think it'd be great if Luke Fickell was dressed as a Ghostbuster on the sidelines for Halloween?
He dressed up at Wits, dress up at work day. Lots of people have it. What?
Speaking of Wisconsin athletics, women's volleyball making history in Bloomington Thursday night. Wisconsin sweeps Indiana and Coach Kelly Sheffield with his 306th victory, the all-time leader in victories at UW Volleyball. He was on the Badger Radio Network after the game.
You know, I'm really fortunate. I'm not constantly training somebody new, or we're not having to. And if you're going to celebrate me having those wins, it's those guys as well. I mean, they're putting in tons of hours.
He's crediting his staff there, saying it's not just him, it's the whole group.
Nice program going there.
Coach, yeah.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Mark Tauscher next.
Idea Man.
They feel like this guy can come in and he's a better kicker than what they had, and they can help this team win.
Innovator.
I still think he's going to be aggressive until McManus proves that he can make a bunch of 45-yard field goals plus.
I hope we see that on Sunday then.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Just came here on Wednesday. He's got this to win it. Low snap. The kick. It is good.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, how about the weekend ahead in Madison? 6:30 kickoff against the number 3 team in the country. And, oh, by the way, it's homecoming and Halloween weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a better atmosphere that you could get. So Halloween on its own, I know when I was a student there, it was always crazy, State Street and, you know, the parade and the whole deal. And now I think for Badger fans, 3 weeks ago, we probably were thinking, oh, boy, what is going on? And now the excitement, the energy, and the fact that I think a lot of people are really excited about the fact that we can kind of prove ourselves against a top 5 team in the country. So if you're looking for the big-time college football atmosphere, and I know there's recruits coming in, I don't know if you're going to have a better showcase weekend in the city of Madison than what we have potentially lined up here on Saturday.
Oh, man, that just made me really nervous for the game now, because you can't get rolled. You can't, you know, it's yeah. Got to be a tight one,
what
right?
A negative. Come on.
No, I'm just nervous.
No, I get it. And I think, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think everybody was nervous. You know, we had come off of a couple of tough losses against good teams and Purdue, and I think that was one of those, man, we're not going to lose to Purdue. And fortunately, we didn't. We played really well. And now I understand the angst, but I just think you have to look at how we've played and how we've improved. And yes, Penn State is a really good team. And, you know, do they have that potential? I know every time we play at Ohio State, I think it's that same, man, let's just not get, you know, rolled, as you just put it. I mean, obviously sports, anything can happen. I feel like this is going to be a heck of a matchup, and I think it's going to be incredibly tight. Who knows how it all shakes itself out, but I would be really surprised if we talk on Monday and we're saying, I can't believe that it looked, I don't think that's going to be one of the options, but, you know, we'll find out. I feel a lot more confident about that than maybe negative Bilstead.
Did you? Yes. Did you dress up ever for Freak Fest?
Oh yeah, I don't know if I ever got like freak, but yeah, there was. I mean, it's Halloween, and I think that's the time to go do it. I'm trying to remember. I was one of those monks. I can't remember exactly what it was. That was one of my favorite ones. I don't even remember what it was. And then Pac-Man, I tried to get into it as much as I could in college. And now, you know, as a parent, you always kind of go with whatever your kids go with. You just kind of throw something on. But I think Halloween in Madison is one of those, you have to be all in on it, because if you're not, you actually end up looking freakier than the people that are dressed up as freaks.
Right. Don't just like wear a hat. You're either in costume or you're not.
Yeah. You don't go with like, like the Office when they did that, where Jim Halpert was, you know, dressed up as like a businessman or something. You have to go all in, and it's always fun. I think honestly, the best part, especially, you know, just going and looking, that if from a people watching standpoint, there is nothing better to be down on State Street for that. The only thing I'm a little nervous about is how on earth is anybody going to move? How's anybody going to get anything done traffic wise? This is, again, me being the old man,
yep.
But I'm already thinking after the game, like, how am I going to get home? Because this is going to be a complete blank show in downtown Madison at about 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Meanwhile, on Sunday, Vince used a term that I hadn't thought or heard of all week, that Sunday could be a quote-unquote trap game.
The trap game. You got Detroit in primetime the following week. Jaguars are crummy. You're on the road.
Vikings
things are going pretty well. Right.
I get that. And I'm not going to sit here and say that human nature doesn't play into things, because Detroit is obviously going to be a huge game. They're really good. We're really good. But I think the thing that's not going to be trappy about this game is you have a lot of young guys that are still proving themselves. You don't have these old crusty veterans that are, oh, I don't want to go down to Jacksonville. Like, that's not any part of the DNA of this roster. So can crazy stuff happen? We just saw it last night. The Rams were able to beat Minnesota. I don't think that's the case, but human nature, and anytime you go on the road in the NFL, I mean, Green Bay is only favored by 4 or 4.5 points, and they're a much better team than Jacksonville, and anything can happen in this league, but I don't think it's going to be because they're not taking Jacksonville serious and they're looking ahead to Detroit. I think it would just be they just didn't execute and they didn't play well on the road, but that will be a storyline, I can assure you. If Sunday doesn't go well down in Jacksonville, everybody will be saying, well, it's because you looked ahead, because that game next week is going to be so big.
Boldathon late entry. Badgers win okay. Saturday night.
Oh.
Badgers win.
Signature
win for Luke Fickell. Here we go.
Honest to God, Vinny, as I was just listening to you predicting that and with Bill Stead, we have been, as this little segment, we've been pretty on it when it comes to our sports hot takes, bold takes, and predictions throughout this fall.
It's true.
And I'm coming off my prediction of 280-degree days. Did that in a couple of days.
My bold prediction.
Your lawn mowing.
Yeah.
Your lawn mowing with freeze. Yeah, you've been on it. And how fun will it be when Pancake opens with, I think we're going to beat Penn State on my end, all the celebrations
yes.
from the radio and TV calls. That's going to be awesome.
I didn't do it just for effect. I'm feeling it. Thanks, Tausch.
All right.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.